Unit 19, a stack of pancakes. You are on a trip. You stop for breakfast. You order a stack of pancakes and perhaps coffee. The pancakes and coffee are placed before you. Now, the question. What two other items naturally come with the meal? If you said maple syrup and butter, you're right. You pick up the small bottle of syrup. There's print on it. It tells you where the syrup came from. It might be one of three places: Quebec, New York, or Vermont. Quebec is the leader in maple syrup. It produces about 1.5 million gallons a year. New York and Vermont produce far less. The syrup comes from maple trees. It comes from black, silver, and red maples. The largest amounts come from the sugar maple trees. The process starts in early spring. A hole is bored into the tree trunk. It's about 3 inches deep. The hole must be deep enough to tap the sapwood. Next, a spout is inserted. It is the runway for the dripping sap. The right size is important. It must be watertight. Pails are then hung on the spout. Sometimes strong plastic bags are hung instead. The pails or bags are covered. This keeps out the rain, leaves, and bark. Each day, sap is collected. It is poured into tanks. These tanks are on sleds if there is snow. Otherwise, tanks are on wheeled carts. The sap then goes to the sap house. Here, it is boiled. Most of the water is boiled away as steam, but not all the water. Some water is left. If all were steamed away, what would you have? The answer is hard sugar. The object, of course, is to have syrup, so you leave just the right amount of water. The right balance gives you a tasty syrup, not too thick, not too thin, but just right.